This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered from Gaza. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza, the military said on Sunday, sparking protests in Jerusalem and calls for an immediate deal with Hamas to release further hostages.
They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The military said the six were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, less than a mile from the tunnel from which another hostage, Kaid Farhan al-Kadi, was rescued a few days ago. Among the group was 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. He was one of about 250 hostages taken in Hamas's killing spree through southern Israel on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza.
Francesca Lina from Reuters. The head of Israel's labor union called for a general strike beginning Monday to pressure the government into reaching a deal to return Israeli hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. Large-scale polio vaccinations have begun in war-ravaged Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the besieged territory. In a makeshift UNICEF tent in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, health workers vaccinate young children against polio. The move came as Gaza recently reported its first polio case in 25 years. A 10-month-old boy now paralyzed in the leg. The World Health Organization says the presence of a paralysis case indicates there could be hundreds more who have been infected but aren't showing symptoms. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the enclave. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. 44 people were wounded when Russia attacked the Kharkiv region, regional capital, Mayor Ihor Terekhov said. The city was struck by 10 missiles, with a shopping center and a sports facility and residential buildings among those damaged. Elsewhere in Ukraine overnight, 8 drones were shot down out of 11 launched by Russia, according to the Ukrainian Air Force. Some unionized hotel housekeepers are walking off the job over working conditions during the busy Labor Day weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Thousands of hotel workers are on strike seeking the restoration of daily room cleaning where they work. More than 4,000 hotel workers walked off the job in Boston, Connecticut, San Francisco, and other locales, demanding more hours and improved conditions. Their work was scaled back during the pandemic when customers could choose not to have anyone enter their rooms. But the housekeepers complain that's made their work harder. Hotels say scaled back service is good for the environment, but the Unite Here union says it's a way to cut back on labor. The group is threatening to expand the strike if hotels don't respond. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A pet foster care program in Colorado is helping people in rehab. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
People seeking treatment for substance abuse don't have to give up their pets, thanks to the work of volunteers in a Colorado-based organization. Positive Recovery provides foster homes for animals of those being treated for drug and alcohol abuse, as well as those dealing with domestic violence and mental health crisis. Ben Koschel is one of the pet fosters.
That barrier to get help because you're so worried about, you know, the one companion that might be sticking with you through this whole thing and the difficulty that might be to give them up, and so you don't have to.
Simon Rubik, who used to suffer from drug addiction, says he thinks he probably would have ended up living on the streets with his rescue dog, Tonks, and trying to figure out recovery on his own. I'm Haya Panjwani.
China will urge a summit of 50 African nations in Beijing this week to take more of its goods before Western curbs kick in on its exports, such as electric vehicles and solar panels, in exchange for more pledges of loans and investment. But the African leaders arriving in the Chinese capital for the 3-yearly event may not be easily persuaded. They will want to hear how China plans to meet an unfulfilled pledge from the previous summit in 2021 to buy $300 billion worth of goods and ask about incomplete Chinese-funded infrastructure projects. Last year, China offered 13 loans of just $4.2 billion to 8 African states and 2 regional banks. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.